confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. As Governor Pataki said earlier in the broadcast, this picture that was on the front page of most of my social media feeds today certainly has been in the headlines in terms of some of the news channels, but friends, certainly deserves attention very directly because of the impact of the pain. 50 people dying in a truck that was stopped at the border, and there are more that are still injured and are still trying to recover or be recovered. And it's all very painful to understand and know. But how should we respond? What is the correct response to this? Let's get some perspective. Jaime Flores is the Hispanic Communications Director for the RNC. Jaime, we've been told by the administration that they're more or less not going to do much about the southern border. What is down there is down there, and that's kind of what we're stuck with. But when you have policy that invites more or less people to come and to break our laws and to cross the border, you have this kind of tragedy unfold. And Governor Pataki said clearly, this is the result of Biden's border policy, that Biden's border policy caused the death of those 50 Central American immigrants today. Your reaction?
Well, I agree with Governor Pataki, and I agree with Governor Abbott of Texas when they say that this is Biden's fault. And the reason why is that when Biden came to the White House, he had sent from the campaign, and he reaffirmed that anyone that would come to the border will have an open way, an open door to get into the United States and be accepted in this country legally. That message means that anyone can come and that anyone will be accepted here, and that anyone can just simply cross the border. And we know that in order to cross the border, these people have to get in contact with coyotes, and these people have to, pass through very difficult situations to be able to get here. And one of those situations is the one that we're sadly having to share with our listeners this morning. And that's the fact that more than 50 people, and the number keeps growing, died inside a truck with temperatures above 100 degrees only because of the responsibility of coyotes and people that decided to make smuggling human beings as their business, as their way of living. And they have the government supporting that. The government has opened the doors for these drug smugglers, for these human being smugglers, for all the illegal activities that are taking place in the southern border, bringing unsafety to the Texas and the Arizona and all the states that have border with Mexico, very unsafe. The life of the people, the American people that lives there, is completely different today than it was before the Biden administration.
So let me ask a practical question in light of that. Yesterday, there was a headline, 1 million registered Democrats across the country have switched their affiliation to become Republican in the last year. Many of those are, in fact, Hispanic voters, and the media and the Democratic Party kind of act as though Hispanics are kind of a lock in their back pocket and that they're going to vote like a block and they're kind of a monolithic people that are taken for granted. What is your observation, and what is your message to us about how this story and this policy is being interpreted by Hispanic Americans? What do Hispanic Americans think when they see this story and they see the shoulder that seems to not even care at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
The thing that really matters for Hispanics is to live in a country where we have a sound economy, where we have education for our kids, and where we have safety neighborhoods to live in. That's the three most important things for Hispanics, and I believe that for everyone who lives in this country. We came to this country, those of us who came to this country recently, we came here because we respect, the law, the order, the authorities. We respect what this country was founded on. And those things, sadly, we're being losing them. We didn't come to this country. We don't believe in illegal immigration. We don't believe in things that are being given for free. We believe in opportunities. That's what this country is offering us, freedom and opportunities. And that's what we want to take advantage of in this country. We don't want anything for free. We don't want illegal things happening. We want to follow the laws. And that's why many of us, most of us, have gone through all the processes of immigration and paid all our dues and do everything. And we don't agree with the fact that now Almost 239 people came last month and crossed the border, and here they are. And some of them are even getting the right to vote. Thank God the court in New York decided to, not uphold that decision that was very criticized, that allowed non-citizens to vote in the state of New York. But now, these people that are coming to this country without having to go through the processes that most of all did are getting into, you know, all these lanes of immigration without having to pay any dues or anything. We don't like that. Most Hispanics don't like that, and we're going to vote accordingly November the 8th.
Well, I think that you're going to have quite a few saying exactly what you just said. Jaime Flores, Hispanic Communications Director for the RNC, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
You've got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.